Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, sir. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Norse Service. We're a professional public opinion research firm, we're interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything, and that interview will only take a few minutes. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Sure.
Okay, sir. And to be sure that we have a representative sample, sir, can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you, sir. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are primary caregiver, regardless of
yes.
They're your children or someone else?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you never heard of them, please let me know. The Children's Trust.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust, sir?
I have no opinion at all. I've just heard of it, that's all.
Okay, not a problem. And how about Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Never heard of it.
Okay. And what about United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
I would say it's more favorable than unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable. Okay. Have you ever searched for information about the programs and services for children in your family, sir?
No.
No? And if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Ask a family, a friend, or family member? Ask a child's teacher, child care provider? Online community? Ask your child's doctor? Use an app on your smartphone? Search the internet, something like Google? Or call the 211 helpline?
Google.
You said Google? Okay, here we go. And we're going to go into a little bit more detail regarding the one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we're going to be talking about the Children's Trust. How have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Your child school?
I think it was in the newspaper articles.
A news story you saw on the television?
No.
Heard on the radio, read in the newspaper, or saw online?
Newspaper.
Okay. And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
No.
Thank you, sir. And have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
Okay. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
Positive. Very positive, somewhat positive.
Somewhat.
Okay. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community, sir?
I have no opinion. I don't know.
You have no opinion?
Correct. I don't know enough about the trust.
Okay, not a problem. You have no opinion, you have no information about the trust, correct? About.
Now, when you say I don't know about it, I've heard of it, but I don't know the specifics to have an opinion.
That's perfectly fine, sir. I can appreciate that. Now, next I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. Now, the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Based on what you just said, I would have a favorable opinion.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very.
Okay. Thank you. And why would you say that, sir?
Just because it sounds like it's a good program. They're
Sounds like it's a good problem. Okay. A good program. Okay, sir. And prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently, sir? Online, newspaper, magazines, television, radio, social media, other?
I would say newspaper.
Okay. And we're almost done here with the service, sir. We just have a few more questions for classification purpose. Which of the following best describe your ethnicity, sir?
White. Caucasian. I'm sorry.
Okay. And which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? You said white?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, sir. And what is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced, separated, married, or living with a partner?
Married.
Thank you, sir. And do you own or rent your current residence, sir?
Own.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Okay. And, sir, what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25, between 25,000 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 25 and 100,000, between 100 and 150,000, or more than $150,000?
More than 150,000.
Thank you, sir. And, what is the zip code of your home address, sir?
33157.
33157.
Yes.
Okie dokie. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, or South Miami-Dade?
South Miami-Dade.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. This concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for participation, and have a good day and blessed evening, sir.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.